Hi, this is Linda Fife from the Kingston Chamber of Commerce. There's a new concert series in town, and it's called the Rock and Blues Festival. Taking place in Port Gamble on August 27th and 28th, this festival is a creation of Bob Presley, Danny Fritz, and Eric Friedrich, and it promises to be a groundbreaking event. Danny and Eric have joined us today to tell us all about it. Hi, guys. Thanks for coming.
Glad to be here.
Glad to be here.
Let's start at the beginning. Where did the idea for this event come from?
Well, Bob Presley and I got together, and we were sitting down having some coffee, and we wanted to figure out what to do to bring something new to the county, and we came up with this idea of doing this rock and blues festival, and we tried to figure out where to put it. And we talked to the people over in Port Gamble, and they'd love to have us out there, and that's where we started.
What will make this event different from any other festival?
Well, for one thing, we created a festival within the festival for families and kids. We're calling it Kids Town. We have obstacle course, bouncy houses, slide, instrument petting zoo, music classes, root beer garden, live t-shirt pressing, and we brought in the world famous Bubble Man, who's going to blow billions of bubbles for everyone. And it's also free for kids 12 and under. So for starters, it's that. And then in addition, we're bringing in all the best Northwest blues bands, rock bands. Also, how beautiful Port Gamble is, and it's a huge fairground surrounded by lush trees, so it's like you're in your own little world there.
That sounds like it's going to be amazing. So it'll be free for people 12 and under. How much will it cost if you're older than 12?
13 and over, it's $25 per day or $40 for the weekend.
And there's going to be vendors?
Yes, we're having all kinds of vendors out there, from food vendors down to crafts. And anything in between, and we're even working on bringing in a helicopter for helicopter rides.
Wow, far out. Who are some of the names that'll be there to entertain us?
Well, we've got the bands Midstoke, the Cody Rentis Band, the Front Street Cats, Perfect Pistol, Loose Gravel and the Corey, The Drive, the Ben Rice Band, the Hyde Group, the Julia Duke Band, No Baggage, Without Warning, the Crockers, and, well, I'm on this list too.
And you are?
Eric Friedrich.
Woohoo. Okay.
But I'm going to bring a band. We call it Friedrich and the Wanderlust. And it's like putting together Afro-Cuban blues.
Wow. Wow. And this will be back-to-back music starting at 9 o'clock in the morning to?
10 o'clock at night on Saturday until 9 o'clock at night on Sunday. Unless there's a 50-50 chance that we're going to have Garth Hudson from The Band coming out here. He and I have established a relationship. He wants to come out, and we're trying to find the right sponsor to afford his trip. So if anybody out there wants to help Mr. Garth out, let us know.
So are you looking for sponsors for the event?
Always looking for sponsors for the event. We put it together on all of our energy and time and anything we had in our pockets, and it's all come together. But for some of the finishing touches, it'll always be nice to have people pitch in.
Okay, for all the people out there who want to sponsor this event, how do they get in touch with you?
The best place to go is pgrockandblues.com, and has all the information there.
And if you want to sponsor Garth Hudson's trip, you can find savorthesound.org, and I will call him directly, and we'll jump for joy.
Okay, now this the festival won't take place right in the middle of Port Gamble, right? It'll take place a little bit outside?
Yes, it's going to be roughly a quarter mile outside of town on Highway 104 towards Kingston. There's a 16-acre open field there to the right, and that's where we're going to be. We're going to have a big old huge party out there.
Surrounded by trees, and so you can crank the music up real loud, right?
And it's approximately a 7-minute walk from the downtown Port Gamble.
Sounds like a perfect location. I also hear that there's a youth music nonprofit that the proceeds will be going to. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, the youth music nonprofit is called Savor the Sound, and we bring music into all kinds of youth scenarios, basically wherever it's lacking, which we're finding out is everywhere. There's a special focus on preschool classes, and we bring in world-class artists from the opera to, Roomba dancing, salsa dancing, every kind of instrument you could think of, and also real professional musicians who teach the classes. And so we're trying to grow this program everywhere, and scholarships and such. And so we are the ones putting together the Kids Town. That's why it's so musically focused. We were located in Seattle, and we're bringing our programs out to Kitsap County and involved in all kinds of festivals out here this year, and intend to be much more involved around. And the Kids Town and Port Gamble Rock and Blues is being wonderful enough to allow proceeds to go to the youth music program so we can come into your neighborhood.
The other thing that really got me curious about is you've got on the poster that there's going to be an instrument petting zoo. What exactly is that going to look like?
Well, that's going to be in the kids' town, and what I'm going to do is create an area, and we're going to put out hand drums, shakers, guitars, all kinds of instruments that kids can go in and check it all out themselves and play. Not only that, I'm going to have musicians coming in and displaying some of their instruments that they play and let the kids check it out and play a little bit, and that goes along with we're going to have interactive music classes as well for groups.
So there's going to be a beer garden, there'll be stuff for kids. What else are the three of you going to be bringing to North Kitsap that we should look forward to? Do you have any plans for the near future?
Yes, Bob and I are working on a year-round concert series to do at least one a month year-round someplace in Kitsap County. That's still in the works.
So in the meantime, the thing to look forward to is the Rock and Blues Festival in Port Gamble on August 27th and 28th. Thanks for bringing this to the community, Danny Fritz and Eric Friedrich. So make sure that you come out to the festival in Port Gamble, bring your family, and plan to have a great time.